I've been looking forward to this segment for a while, and I'm so glad they can be here with us. In your mind's eye, what you should be doing is picturing seven siblings playing together. I haven't been out to see them myself yet, but they include a guitar, a mandolin, a bass, some vocals. You'll get a chance to hear them in just a few seconds, and you'll also get a chance to meet them. Join me as we welcome to Youth Express, Echo Valley. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was wonderful, and I don't know who to talk to first. I'm going to talk to the guitar player, who I think is Elizabeth. Am I right?
Yes, that's right.
And can you tell me a little bit about yourself? How old are you? And anything else you'd like to say? And then just a bit about the band and how you came together to do this.
Okay, well, I'm Lizzie. I'm 21. I play the guitar. And how we got started is kind of a funny story because none of us can really remember. We started out, I mean, when we were young, my dad would play bluegrass on all our CD players all the time. We'd dance and stuff. And so we kind of grew up with it. And then when we were around 10 or 11, a family friend of ours, they had 8 kids, and they also played a lot of music. So we saw that. We're like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's the same style that we've listened to. And so I picked up the guitar, and Emily had already been playing fiddle since she was 4, and kind of grew from there.
Wow. And who wrote that first song?
It's by the West Ladies.
It fits you really well, except it says 10 mouths to feed instead of 9. I was sort of auditing you as I listened to that. Unless there's, is there another sibling that isn't here?
No, there's not.
It's a great song, and it fits you well. Let's meet, why don't we meet the other two
we'll meet the other three instrumentalists, and then after you do your next song, we'll meet you guys. What's your name?
Emmeline.
Nice to meet you, and you are playing?
The bass.
And the bass is about a foot taller than you are, but you know that, but people on the radio might not be picking that up. How old are you?
I'm 11.
And how hard was it to learn how to play the bass? I actually have been thinking about that lately. I think I'd enjoy playing the bass.
Well, it's actually really, really easy.
I'm surprised. Did it take you long? Did somebody teach you?
Well, my sisters, they taught me some.
Excellent. It's pretty important. Every instrument matters a lot, but do you have to be mindful of certain things when you play?
Yeah, timing.
I would imagine timing really matters. I should ask you if you want to say hello to anybody who might be on the radio.
Hi, Grandma.
Who might be listening. Grandma's at home listening?
Yeah.
Excellent. And Lizzie, you too, Grandma. Anybody else?
Oh, Grandma. Our friend Susanna, she said she was going to tune in. So, hi, Susanna.
Hi, Susanna. And let's meet the mandolin player. I think this is the first time I've ever had a band that was all siblings, let alone one with this many together. Isabel, you're 10, right?
No, I am 15.
Oh, what? You know what? I'm reading my notes wrong. I'm sorry. You're in 10th grade. I've got that now. You don't look 10 now that I look up. I was looking at my paper that just came out of my mouth. How long have you played mandolin?
Since I was 8 years old.
And where do you guys play? I know you were at the Arts Festival recently. I know you have a recording out that people can find at your website. You've really developed quite a fan base. Do you get out and about much?
Yeah, we've played several different places. We have a lot of like larger festivals we play at. Like in January, we played in Butler and places like that. A lot of churches.
That's terrific. Anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to?
Grandpa.
Okay. We got Grandma. We got Grandpa. And now I'm going to have to be sure I look at my notes carefully here. I'm guessing this is Olivia. Oh, it's hard to tell everybody apart here. I'll just ask you, what's your name?
I'm Emily. I'm 17.
How did I miss that? Somehow I managed to miss. Oh, there it is. Emily, 17, 12th grade. I see it right there. And you were singing lead on that last song?
Yes, I was.
And playing fiddle. What else can you tell me about this group that we haven't heard so far? Do you practice much?
Every time we have a concert, we'll practice up to an hour, hour and a half a day leading up to that.
What are some of the things, not to spoil any family secrets, but some of the things that are really important for you to work on? There might be other groups thinking, how do I get to sound this good? Are there things that are pretty challenging when you have a group this big or that you want to be sure to get right?
Yeah, patience is probably the main one because of the age range for us, but it's good for us to practice on our own as well as the group so that we can work on every technique.
That makes sense. Probably those of you who are younger have to be patient with kids that are older and vice versa. Well, you sound great. We got Grandma, Grandpa. Anybody else that you'd like to acknowledge?
I'd like to say happy birthday to Hap.
Happy birthday to Hap. Happy birthday, Hap. Now we're going to get another song from the band. I think your next one is an instrumental, and we'll take a listen to that. And then we will meet the people we haven't met yet. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing so. Our pleasure to have seven siblings all together. They are the Andersons, and the group is called Echo Valley. Thank you. really nice fiddle work there from Emily, and a great sound from the whole band on that song. What's can you tell me the name of what that was?
It's called Tamlin.
Tamlin. And we've met, if you're doing your math at home, we've met all but three of the members of the band today. And now we're going to meet the three remaining. What's your name?
David, and I'm seven.
David, it's nice to meet you. You are mostly singing this morning, right?
Well, that's pretty much all I do most of the time, but I'm learning violin and piano, and my big sister Emily teaches me, and Lizzie teaches me piano.
That's terrific. Are you enjoying one instrument especially now, or do you like them all?
I think I like them all.
I'm not surprised. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Grandpa.
Great. And what's the name of the person standing next to you? Who's that?
Anna May.
Let's meet Anna May. How old are you?
I'm 9.
You've got a great smile. You all do, but I saw you smiling at your brother. Have you been helping him learn some things?
Most of the time.
Tell me about yourself. Are you learning any instruments?
Yes, I am. I'm learning piano and violin.
Excellent. And are you finding one to be more enjoyable? I mean, it's nice to learn piano because it helps you learn other instruments. In a bluegrass band, you're going to see a piano more often, a violin. Occasionally you will see a piano, but which do you like?
I don't know. I like both.
You like them both? That sounds like you're going to contribute a lot. What's it like to be in a band like this?
Very fun.
And do you ever get nervous on stage?
Sometimes, and there's a big audience.
You guys don't seem that nervous at all. What do you think the biggest audience you've played for to date has been?
I don't really know.
A few hundred? Well, I mean, I was thinking where? Maybe at the Arts Festival or?
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And any hellos? We covered Grandma and Grandpa and Hap. Any more shout-outs? Yeah, we're getting no more. And we have one more person that we're going to meet, and then two more songs. Hello, what's your name?
Olivia.
And you're singing as well this morning. Do you play any instruments?
I play the violin and piano.
So we have a lot of violinists and piano, potentially. How old are you?
13.
And any additional reflections you could add about what it's like to play in a group like this? I like what before Emily was saying about the patience that you need to have. What else is important to work on as you practice and do things together?
The timing.
I can imagine because there's a lot of people to keep together. What about the harmonies and such? Do those come naturally, or is it something you need to work on?
Something you need to work on, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot of work to make this happen. Anybody you want to say hello to?
Just Grandma and Grandpa.
Great. Well, I'm glad you're here. Next, we have a song called Hallelujah in My Heart. We welcome back to our microphones Echo Valley.
Yeah.
Echo Valley at the Saturday Light Brigade. I put a picture up on our Facebook page so you can see them performing just outside of our studios this morning. And it's really, it's fun to look at them as they play because they're sort of singing in duos and trios around our microphones in kind of an old-timey way. And it's just great to see a family playing together and making such beautiful music. They have one more song to do. Can somebody help our listeners understand how they can find out more information about the group, where you're going to be playing? I think you have a recording that's available now, Lizzie?
Yes, we do. We have a recording. It's self-titled Echo Valley, and you can find it on our site. It's called echovalleybluegrass.wordpress.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is also Echo Valley Bluegrass.
Great. I hope you'll come back sometime. Did anybody want to say something they maybe forgot to say or just wanted to add something? It's our last time to talk together.
Yeah, we'd just like to thank everybody who's listening, and we'd like to thank the Saturday Light Brigade Radio for having us out. It's really a pleasure.
Thank you. It's really a lot of fun to have you here. I'm going to acknowledge your parents, Dave and Elaine, who are here. Congratulations on having such a wonderful family here playing so well. And it looks like your last song is called Music of the Mountains. Thank you for being here. Let's take it away with Echo Valley. Echo Valley, thank you for being here along with us today at the Saturday Light Brigade.